This is one of those success stories that took some doing, and I'm sure our next guest will tell us well worth it. Lori Bourgeau, who's joined us a few times in the past as a mother of an Oxford high school student, had been asking, demanding, asking that there be an investigation to assure the parents and the students that what happened at Oxford will never happen again. At least they're going to do everything they can to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Nothing's 100%, but they thought you got to really do a review and a study to see what you did right, what you did wrong, to try to fix it. And as we know, the Oxford Community Schools Board kept saying, no, we're going to wait. We're going to wait to do that. Now, recall last week or this week, we had Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald on. She said, you don't have to wait. They can go ahead and do this investigation. There's no reason to wait until all the other legal stuff happens and cases, et cetera, et cetera. Lori, congratulations. This proves that persistence, hard work, and sticking to it has paid off. You must feel good. Good morning, Lori. It's Paul.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. What a win. This is everything we've been hoping for. Start that investigation right away and couldn't be happier.
What do you think was the final straw that made them actually change their mind and to reverse their decision to delay an independent review into those events surrounding the November 30th tragedy?
I have to say, I think the school board kind of buried the lead on the big news, which, you know, we saw in the agenda that they hired a new law firm. What they didn't tell us is that that law firm will be the firm representing them going forward. They will no longer be using the same lawyer that they were using before who was making these decisions. And that lawyer will still be involved. The insurance company still employs him. But I believe he was the reason. He was the leading factor of those decisions. I think they heard the community loud and clear, stopped and looked at what was holding them back, what wasn't allowing them to make that choice, and said, all right, new lawyers.
You know, they said as much as what you just said, Lori Bourgeau. They have heard you. So a big factor, as I opened with, and it's true, a big factor was that you guys were persistent and you stayed with it. You weren't going to just say, okay, we understand you don't want to do this until all the other legal things are cleaned up. You kept saying, why can't we get a review as quickly as possible so we can assure the students and their parents, yourself, that everything's going to be okay because we have fixed whatever problems we became aware of and needed to fix. And they did that. They went along with that. They heard you, and it probably helped. Maybe the pressure was on to hear Karen McDonald, the Oakland County prosecutor, saying, wait a second, there's no reason to wait for all that legal stuff. And then for them to go and hire Varnum, which is a Grand Rapids-based law firm, and Guidepost Solutions, the independent investigations firm that's based in New York, to conduct the review. I think University of Michigan Board of Regents had hired Guidepost to help address the university's response to their problems that they had. This shows that they actually, at the time they were saying they were waiting, it looks like, Lori, that they were actually investigating, trying to answer your questions and answer your requests and do the right thing.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to not be humble, but I believe you're absolutely right. I mean, we pushed and we pushed and we couldn't stop. And you can be heard when you keep going. Everything that our group of parents has done, I mean, yes, you've seen us speaking with people, but the research we've put in, we've got contacts of school experts, school safety experts, companies like the NCSS, contacts with leading threat assessment experts. I mean, we're doing a lot of work in that way as well. And I just hope that the school board will continue to listen to us because the contacts we have can really, really make a difference for all of our children even the ones that aren't in this district yet who can benefit from what we're hearing and learning.
The only thing I heard, and maybe you can tell me what the resolution of this was, if there was a resolution, that that some people said last night, from what I picked up, that the why are you hiring a company, why are you paying a company, when the Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has offered twice now to conduct a third-party review. How'd you guys resolve that?
There's really not exactly a resolve. However, when I spoke, I did ask about that. In the past, the board president has told me that they don't want the attorney general to lead the investigation, but she can be a part of it. And I asked them to allow her a seat at the table, because whether she's leading it or a part of it, she can have a lot to do with shaping all of our schools in Michigan and making every single one of our kids safer.
Well, so that's interesting. So though she may not lead the investigation, you've asked for her to have a seat at the table, and did they respond to that?
They did not respond, but hopefully they're listening and hearing. I mean, not everything's perfect after last night. Some people are still upset about some things. You know, we all have some things. Things can be better. But the steps that we're taking, I really hope that it means that we'll start to be heard more and more often.
I think you probably know, Lori, that things in life can always be better.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes an accomplishment like this one, you should savor it and feel good about the fact that they are all on pretty much the same page. And the most important part of this, of course, is getting to a point where you feel as a parent and your children feel as students as confident as you can that the school is doing everything humanly possible to try to be sure something like that never happens again. It's not ever going to be 100% possible, not in a free society like we live in, but there's a lot to be learned and mistakes not to be remade. And because of you, Lori Bourgeau, and all the other parents you represent, and I appreciate you coming on board to talk with us, it got done. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The Oxford School District reversing course, hiring some firms for an independent review of the shooting, which is mostly what the parents have been asking for. And it finally happened, as we continue on WJR.